But you spend most of your time now writing words for other performers.
Not really. I'll write TFI Friday. I'll write for Angus Deaton when he does Before They Were Famous. And I hate to say it, and again, this is the thing, only if the money's there will I write for anyone else.
But do you not watch those performers, presenters, or whatever you want to call them, speaking your words?
No, that's an old
sword. That ought to have been me.
No,
I should be doing that.
No, that's an old sword. No, I couldn't do what Angus and Chris does. I don't know. How many times do you have series cancelled? Like, no, I don't do that. I'm better at doing this. But the idea is that you're so good at doing it, you'll get a fee that, you know, I mean, I get paid more for writing TFI Friday than I did for performing any of the shows there.
But if it was only about money, you seem to be suggesting, at least in part during this interview, that it's really just about money and earning...
Anyone's career is.
Yeah, but in that case, if you continue to be a successful presenter, you could by now be earning quite literally millions.
But I didn't. I didn't continue to be a successful presenter. But either that burns you up and you try again, or you think, whatto, I'll be a writer and do whatever I do. And so it's cause and effect.
And no regrets about that.
But you can only have regrets if there was a game planning process or whether you enjoyed it. I've never been more miserable than that period. Never, never, and I'm not given to it.
But you enjoyed yourself on the radio. It was clear that you were.
But I still do the radio. I did a 3-hour show yesterday. The show I do yesterday, I do a show on Sunday Morning's Virgin, is exactly what I've always done. And it's gone. I'm sure Gillian Rose would have loved yesterday. The phone in was, this is the phone. Yesterday's entire 3-hour phone in was irrational things. Your cat or dog is scared of. That was it. Now, that's all right. I don't mind. That's the base. So let's build from there. By the end of the show, we had people ringing in who they had a dog that was scared of a calendar, but only when it was October. So you say, and can you do it? And when it went, she's like, okay, July, okay, August, gotcha, September, we're getting there, October. And I said, this is radio.
Look, I don't believe you.
honestly, that was yesterday's show.
You stuck a needle in it.
It doesn't matter. And that is, if you'd have said your radio shows are no good, which is in essence, well, you know, can come out of all this, I'd get insecure and say, really? But they are. They really are good. And there's nothing anyone could, may not be mass popular, I'll never be Noel Edmonds, but, and I don't think I ever fitted in at the BBC. I'm not saying that's why they got rid of it. That's perfectly all right. The BBC's fabulous. It's a great shows. TV Heroes was a great show I did at the BBC. 10-minute little show, then tribute. It's very good. The talk shows weren't. So what? But really, so what? It's not like, oh, my talk shows didn't work. You have to understand the process that leads you to the talk show. Somebody coming up in a corridor going, Saturday nights, up for it? That's it. Yeah, whatto. On to the agent. They want us to do a talk show. Do you want? Yeah, why not? Not, this is it. I've been heading towards a talk show. As I say, I've sat with Michael Jackson in Los Angeles and toured with the Sex Pistols in New York. I don't need to have the approval of Alan Yentov to make me feel this is a life lived.